We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Samach Beis. We are up to Sif Beis. We are on page 68. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Yishtadel Shiyu Lo Begodim Noyim LeShabbos. A person should try to have nice clothing for Shabbos. V'im Yevshalo, if he can't have special clothing for Shabbos, Lefachos Yishalshal Begodav L'mata Derech Kavod. He should at least let his garments down. They should be longer. That's derech kavod. Yishalshel, in the parentheses, is written, Pirish, yishalshelem klape mato, you should let them down towards the bottom. Shiyu arukim kimidas ha'ashirim ha'yoshim bebesam. He should wear a long garment like the way of the wealthy people that are sitting in their homes. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Hey Yishtadel, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'chibadito, you should honor the Shabbos. V'darshu chazal darshim from there, shelo yehei malbushecha shel Shabbos kemalbushecha shel chol. That one's clothing on Shabbos should not be like one's clothing during the week. V'tov shelo yilbash b'Shabbos mikol ma shelovash b'chol afilu choluk. It's good that one should not wear on Shabbos anything that he wore during the week, even his shirt. V'im efshar lo tov sheyelo gam talis acher l'Shabbos. If a person is able, he should even have a special Shabbos talis. If you look at note number 7, he explains like this. V'lilbosh bigdei Shabbos b'yom chol. So the Mishnah Berurah said that it's good that you shouldn't wear on Shabbos your weekday clothes. You shouldn't wear on Shabbos your weekday clothes, but what about wearing during the week your Shabbos clothes? So v'lilbosh bigdei Shabbos b'yom chol, the Kavachayim writes, shelo yilbash, you should not wear them. V'chein da'as, I'm going to have this in Kirelitz, and this in Kirelitz says the same thing. Ubir tam hadover, and Rav Nissen Kirelitz explains why you should not wear them during the week, your Shabbos clothes. Mishum shebelivishosam biyom chol mismay kavod haShabbos. By wearing your Shabbos clothes during the week, you're lowering the kavod haShabbos because you're showing that your clothes you have for Shabbos are not special because you wear them during the week as well. If you look at number 8, note number 8, he discusses other garments. The Mishnah Berurah said even the shirt should be different on Shabbos. V'lachkor es ha'chagora shechoger b'chol. To wear your weekday belt on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, b'shem the Arizal, shelo yachkor. You should not wear your weekday belt on Shabbos. V'chein nog ha'gro l'hachluv es kol b'godov l'lo yotzei min ha'klal. And that was the custom of the Gro to change all of his garments without exception for Shabbos. V'achazonish nohag l'hachluv gam es ha'kipo l'kovet Shabbos. You'd wear a different yarmulke on Shabbos. U'l'hachluv es ha'na'alayim. To change one's shoes, the Rav Paulim writes, She'ein ze b'chlal ha'chiyuv l'hachluv es b'godov l'kovet Shabbos. That's not included in the requirement to change one's clothing for the honor of Shabbos. But the Kavachayim writes, She'av she'mitzad ha'din ein chiyuv, even though it's not absolutely required, Mikomoko midos chasidus hi l'hachluv. It is midos chasidus to change one's shoes for Shabbos. V'chein noga chazanish, and the chazanish was noeg to have Shabbos shoes. We're not going to read the rest of the note, but it goes on to explaining clothing that you wear, undergarments or winter coats that are not there for covered reasons, so there's less of a reason to have to change those for Shabbos. Let's go right to the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkaton Vav. Said a person should see to it and try to have nice clothing for Shabbos. Noyim kefi yecholto, according to his ability. V'afilim hu baderech levado, even if he is on a trip by himself. Ubebeis einam Yehudim, and he's in a house of Goyim. There's no Jews around. Gam kein yulbash bigdei Shabbos. He still should wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos. Ki ein hamalbushim lechvod haroim, because the clothing on Shabbos is not for those who see you. Ki im lechvod haShabbos. We're honoring the Shabbos. The Shabbos is the same whether you're in shul or you're at home or you're in Japan, wherever you are. V'kosa b'sefer chasidim, al yikach odom yelod b'shabbos ad sheyosim tchila kar b'cheko. A person should not put a young child on his lap on Shabbos until he covers himself first, kedei shelo yitanef b'godov, so his clothes should not get soiled. And we said that a person who can't afford to get new clothing, at least he should lower his clothing like the way of the Ashirim, that's derech kavod. So Mishnah Berurah explains, what does that mean? The Ashirim who are yoshim b'besam, sifkot an zayim, they don't have to lift their garments off from the ground to do malacha because they're wealthy people sitting at home. They're not doing anything, so they're able to let their clothes flow longer. So therefore, kavod Shabbos, if a person can't buy new clothing, at least he should let them down, not like during the week where he has to keep it up because he's doing work, so he should let down his skirt or whatever, his robe, whatever they wore in those days. The Mechaber says, Vayter and Siv Gimel, Yilbash b'godav hanoyim, a person should be wearing his nice clothing. V'yismach b'biyah Shabbos, and he should rejoice at the arrival of Shabbos ki yotze likras hamelech, like one is going out to greet the king. The kiyotze likras chosan v'kalon, like one who's going to greet a chosan and kalon. The Rabbi Chanina ma'atof v'koy b'fanyo d'mali shabsa, because Rabbi Chanina would wrap himself and he would stand as it was getting dark on Erev Shabbos. V'omar, and he said, bo v'netze likras Shabbos malchasa, let's go out and greet the Shabbos queen. Rabbi Yanai omer bo ichala bo ichala. Rabbi Yanai used to say bo ichala bo ichala. Zokter Ramo. A person should put on his Shabbos garments immediately after he washes himself. That is the honor of the Shabbos. And therefore, this is our mother, you should not tell your children. Therefore, one should not wash for Shabbos, except very close to Shabbos, so that he can clothe himself right away. Now, many families, you know, everyone's waiting for the last shower, but there is an Indian to wait for the last shower and to put your clothing on for Shabbos right after your shower, after you wash yourself, closest to Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoton Ches, we said a person should wear his Shabbos beautiful garments and he should go out and greet Shabbos. V'yelech b'hem ad motzoi Shabbos achar havdolah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, a person should keep his Shabbos clothes on until motzoi Shabbos after havdolah. If you look at note number 9, he says, "Obir Hagon Rav Nissen Kirelitz, she'ein chova l'poshta miyad l'achar havdolah." Doesn't mean to say that you have to take off your Shabbos clothes after havdolah. You can leave them on. V'chein kosav aleket yosher, shabal ha'tshumas hadeshen l'poshet es bigdei ha'shabbos ad sh'holach lishon. The tshumas hadeshen did not take off his Shabbos clothes after havdolah. He left them on until he went to bed. Meidach, on the other hand, the Chazon Ish and the stipler, Nogu Lishur es Bigdei HaShabbos Miyad L'Achar Havdolah. They took off their Shabbos right after Havdolah. Again, like we said before, that it takes away from the Kavod HaShabbos if you're wearing them during the week. So do we say that Motzei Shabbos is like the week, and therefore you should take them off, like the stipler, like the Chazon Ish? Or do we say it's a Hemshech of Shabbos till you take off the clothing, and therefore you can leave them on, like the Baal Tshumas Hadeshen? Upa Motzei Shabbos Chazon. When it comes to Motzei Shabbos during the 9 days, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, then you would absolutely have to take off your Shabbos clothes right after Havdolah. Kevon shekola heter lubosh bigdei Shabbos b'Shabbos chazon, because the whole heter we have to wear Shabbos clothes on that Shabbos. Hu rak kedei shelo tira'e avelos b'faresu. You shouldn't be giving off an appearance of mourning during publicly on Shabbos. Therefore, comes Motzei Shabbos after Havdolah. Shekvar lo shayel tamze. Now you are allowed to show signs of avelus. So yesh l'posh them miyad. You have no heter to leave them on, and therefore Motzei Shabbos chazon. You have to take off your Shabbos clothes right after Havdolah. V'chein das hagon roshom azam erbach. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Yosef says no. She'ain tzarich l'posh them miyad l'achar Havdolah. You don't have to take your Shabbos clothes after. You do not have to take your Shabbos clothes off right after Havdolah on Motzei Shabbos Chazon. Kevon shukvar loshom, since Lamaisi is still wearing them. Ach im poshtem kvar osar lachsor uloloshom. But if you took them off for some reason, it would absolutely be forbidden to put them back on. So is it sad that you can leave on your Shabbos clothes even on Motzei Shabbos Chazon, like Rav Yosher, but the other poskim seem to say that you should take them off after Havdolah? Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkoton Tes, V'yismach b'biyah Shabbos. We said one should rejoice at the arrival of Shabbos. V'chol ha'maribu l'chabdo, the one who is increasing his honoring of Shabbos, hein b'gufu, whether it be with his body, hein b'begodav, whether it be with his clothing, hein b'achilu shasiyah, whether it be with his eating and drinking, harezim m'shubot, that is praiseworthy. V'ayim b'simin reish b'mbez. B'zohar u'mekubolim hisiru me'od shelo yiyah shum machlokas b'shabbos. The Zohar and the Mekubalim warn us very much that there should not be any arguments, any machlokas on Shabbos, chas v'shalom. U'beprat bein ish le'ishto, specifically between husband and wife. V'chein mucha begitin, so too it is clear in Gittin, gabi hanu beitrei, d'havu mincei, v'hadi adadi, like those two people who used to fight with each other, ayin shom. Kiyotze, sivkotun yud, the Mishnah Berurah is going out, which the Mechaber said that we rejoice at greeting the Shabbos, like we're going out to greet a king, or like we're going out to greet a chosan and kala. Biktas mekomos nohogim lotzes mebeis akneses lazoro v'omrim bo'u v'netze. In some places, the minhag is to go out from the shul to the hallway, and they say, bo'u v'netze likras Shabbos malchus. V'onu nohogim shemahabchim p'neim l'tzad marav kishomrim bo'i b'shalom. And our minhag is that we turn around to the west, the opposite way, when we're saying Bo'i V'Shalom at the end of the Chadodi. V'nohogin lamod oz v'lasos dugma k'moshe mekabel p'nei adam gadol. And the minhag is to stand at that point and to make yourself like you're greeting a great person. Nogu shalola kabel as a Shabbos v'yom ha-kipurim shachal b'Shabbos. Like we just experienced, Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, the minhag is not to greet the Shabbos in the ways we just mentioned, by going to the Azara or turning around or even saying Kabbalah Shabbos. Rak sha'omrim mizmor shirli yom ha-Shabbos kodem baruch hu. The only thing we do say is mizmor shirli yom ha-Shabbos before we say baruch hu. V'afilu hanohogim b'shar yom tov g'shachal b'Shabbos lomer od eizem mizmorim b'shil Shabbos. Even those who have a minhag of other yom tovim that fall on Shabbos, they will say other mizmorim for Shabbos. But by Yom Kippur, that falls on Shabbos, there everyone has a minhag just to say Mizmor Shilom HaShabbos, not any of the Mizmorim of Kabbalah Shabbos. Sifkotan Yud Alev is going on the Ramah. The Ramah said, the Yalbish Atzmo B'Bigdei Shabbos Miyad Acha Sherochatz Atzmo. You should put your Shabbos clothes on right after you wash yourself. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotan Yud Alev Miyad Achar, V'gam ha'noshim nohogos kodem hadlokas haneiros lirchos es atzmon v'lilbosh bigdei Shabbos. Not only the men, but also the women have a custom that before they light candles, they wash themselves and they put on Shabbos clothes. V'ashri lohem, and praiseworthy are they. Omnon b'yom ha'ktarim, however, in the short winter days, shem mis'acharim leishav b'chanos v'acharkach rochatzos v'loshos, that they delay in saying in the stores, and then they first wash and get dressed. Ubeinkach yavo chas v'sholom besveikchol Shabbos. And by the shortness of the day, and they're waiting in the stores, and they're coming back and washing, and they're getting dressed, and therefore there is a concern that chas v'sholom they might be entering into a suffix of possible chol Shabbos. L'chein tov lahazir lohem sheyakdimu lavo lirchos v'lilbosh. Therefore, you have to warn them, to tell them to come back early so they have time to wash up and to get dressed before they light candles. And if a woman is delayed in her getting ready for Shabbos, mitzvah yoser shetadle kach b'mabushe chol. It's better that she should light candles in her weekday clothes. Milavo chas v'shalom l'sveik chil Shabbos. Better than chas v'shalom entering into a suffix of chil Shabbos. Better to light the candles in your weekday clothes and then change afterwards. V'im habal roesh misacheres. If a husband sees that his wife is mamish delaying, mitzvah gedolah shehu yavla kaneros. It is a great mitzvah for the husband to go ahead and light the candles instead of his wife. V'lo yashgiach b'ketotas ishto. And don't worry about the fact that your wife's going to get angry at you that you took away her mitzvah and you lit her candles. If you see it's mamish going to get to a possibility of chil Shabbos, don't worry about that, even though we said to avoid machlokas, especially ben ish l'ishto. But when it comes to preventing her from doing an iser, you should go ahead and light the candles, and don't worry about the fact that she'll be upset if it's mamish close to a suffix chilul Shabbos. U'mitzvah gedola yoser leishav b'choshech melechalol Shabbos chas v'shalom. And it's a great mitzvah, it's a much greater mitzvah to sit in the dark on Shabbos without any lights than to be mechalol Shabbos chas v'shalom. So lighting Shabbos candles is great, but it does not override any possibility of a suffix of chilul Shabbos, and therefore to warn the women to get ready earlier. If not, you do it, and if no one did it, then make sure no one does it. And it just stays dark. If that's a great mitzvah, to leave it dark than to light candles on Shabbos. Sifkotan Yud Beis is going to the next point to the Ramah said. After he said that you get dressed in your Big Day Shabbos immediately after you wash yourself, because that is Kavod Shabbos, he said, Al-Kain lo yirchatz l'Shabbos elo samach l'era. Therefore, you should not wash for Shabbos except close to evening. Sheyalbish atzmo miyah. That way you can wash yourself and get dressed immediately before Shabbos. Says the Mishavur, Sifkotan Yud Beis, Hainu kishu roches atzmo ma'at l'beiso. This Ramah is talking about that he's saying it should be so close to the evening. That's only when you're washing yourself up a little bit in your house. Kemo shemuva b'gemara l'in Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, like the Gemara discusses, Gabi Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Ayin shom. Aval kishu holech l'beis ha-merchas, when a person is going to the bathhouse, b'vadai me'anochon l'haktim atzmo, for sure it is appropriate to do it earlier. Kedei shlo yovo l'chul Shabbos. If you're going only to the bathhouse and doing the whole bathhouse process, you want to make sure you're not going to the Chol Shabbos. That should be done earlier. Obeprapi me'achoref, certainly in the days of winter, kishayomim kitzarim, when the days are very short, v'ayin l'el b'simen reish samach, zivkotan al v'mishabura, mashik asav nusham. That ends simen reish samach beiz, and that ends our shir for tonight. It's a little shorter than usual, but we will continue on Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night with simen reish samach gimel, getting into the halachos of hadlokas aneiros.